This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell did that quick retail hit for us. Yes, very quick. Not great numbers, necessarily, but all in all, online and real world, consumers are shopping and spending money. So we thought as we head into the holiday home stretch, we'd get back on the phone with Alana Furco. She runs the Butte Plaza Mall up in Butte, Montana. She has been dealing, as we've talked about before, with chains closing down and trying to find new tenants for those spaces. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Kai. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are things at the Butte Plaza Mall?
Well, it's holiday season, which we live for.
Of course.
And, you know, it's a shorter season. Thanksgiving was late this year, late in November. So we got to pack more goodness in a short amount of time.
So are you busy? Are people coming? And more importantly, are they shopping?
They are shopping and they are coming. Last night, the community band hosted their holiday concert out in our common area, and that was just beautiful.
Last time we chatted, or maybe a couple of times ago, I don't know, the call center was in, it was hiring people, right? You had to replace an anchor store. Are they staffing up?
They are. They're hoping to get to 300. They're close. This is a busy time for them. Mm-hmm. So they needed to amp up so that they have enough coverage to meet the customer's needs.
What about the other anchor slot that you had, which if I remember correctly, is also empty, right?
It is a 70,000 square foot former department store that is empty. Looking at how tough the industry is to replace it with another department store, that doesn't seem reasonable. But I think it'd be a great fit for a grocery store. And I know our leasing people feel the same. We just need to find someone who feels that Butte, Montana is a great investment for a grocery store.
Would the traffic bear it? I mean, you know, is there demand for groceries in the Butte Plaza Mall?
Well, actually, this is interesting. I believe the very first building on this property was Buttry's Suburban. They had groceries and other goods. So actually, our South Anchor used to be a grocery store.
History might not repeat itself, but it definitely rhymes. Okay, so how you looking for 2020?
Oh, I'm looking hopeful. It sounds like, you know, I love the idea of 2020 anyway, you know, clarity, and I always have to remain optimistic.
I get that, but I don't want to be a downer, but it can't be all sunshine and light, or maybe it can, I don't know.
It is not all sunshine and light, but you know, it is what it is. You can't change it, right? You just have to accept it. And we are very adaptable around here. Retail is just that way anyway. We're in constant motion. So it can always be better. And that's what we hope for. But I appreciate your realism.
Some people accuse me of being too realistic. You know, a couple of times ago when we talked, you mentioned that there was a group that comes and walks laps in the mall.
Yes, I'm watching at least four of them right now. Okay. Two of them waved.
Oh, well, good. Wave at them for me. And let me ask you this question. How's their mood? I mean, those are regular folk who just come and swing on by, and they're consumers in this economy. How's their mood?
Let's judge their mood by the amount of homemade goodies on my table.
Okay.
So since Monday, looking at this, there are four containers of homemade goodies on our table. Those come from our walkers. Hmm. And plus walking, what does that do? That boosts your endorphins. So they're pretty happy people by nature anyway.
Fair enough. Alana Furco, she is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall. Alana, it's really good to talk to you. Happy holidays, and we'll talk in the new year.
Happy holidays, sir. Take care.